Welcome to the Geeks Attic Podcast. This episode is taken from the YouTube channel. This is a live stream video game collection and Star Wars feelings that I'd go ahead and turn it into a podcast for those of you that haven't checked out the live stream, but still want to know what's going on over at the Geeks Attic. So guys, sit back and enjoy the episode. Going live, kind of late, but I thought I'd go ahead and give Restream another shot here. I know the last time I used it, didn't get to see any of the comments come through, and I had none of the updates on how many people were actually watching. So I could just be talking to myself here without anybody in the comments. We'll see. And if I go on too long, then I'll just go ahead and cancel, because I know that chat, nothing's showing up so far. So if you guys are there, which is show, now I see that somebody's there. If you guys can type in the chat, hopefully I could see it. If not, then oh well. But anyway, just a random live. I just got off the Paper Movies YouTube channel with Adam. It was great. We talked about the upcoming season. Oh, look at that. The chat is there. We got Colton Owens. I'm here. Bryant VRM. Hey, it's been a while. Yeah, just, you know, I was going to sit down and record some more. Clear my mind on some stuff, you know. Me and Adam just did a Paper Movies Novelization Book Club Season 3 announcement. What we're doing over there. How we're going to be talking about novelizations. What novelizations we're going to be talking about this year. It was fun. Great conversation. People showed up. Had some fun there and some giveaways. It was great. And then, you know, it's like, man, all that good conversation at the end of the video when the camera's off and it's just me and Adam talking. It's like, man, I want to go live again. He's going to bed. Well, he's watching, but he's going to be going to bed soon. I should be going to bed soon too, but I don't know. I just don't feel like going to bed right now. And don't feel like reading either. I still have some books to read. I've been reading that Star Wars High Republic book, The Mission to Disaster, the one that's been pushed back to like March, I think, with some printing issues. I've been reading it digitally because they sent me out a digital copy. So thanks, Disney Lucasfilm Press. But man, I'm reading it and I really do like the, well, I shouldn't say I really like. I thought the young reader books have been okay. It's the YA books that I don't like at all. But this one is just, I should probably save it for my review, but it's okay. It's fine. Just like the other ones that I was like, it's okay. Maybe it'll get better later on. I don't know. Colton just picked up novelization for the movie Bingo today. That was one of my favorites growing up. You know, I've never seen it. So that's awesome. Glad you picked up a novelization. Yes, Strange Panda. Hey, Strange Panda. Nice you guys to be dropping by. Just sitting here complaining about stuff or about to complain about stuff. Bull Run 27. Hi. Hello. You guys got questions, let me know. I'm new to this Restream. I've only been on it once or twice. And it didn't work so well the first time I used it. But that Mission to Disaster book, it's just kind of like gets me thinking more about how Star Wars, I'm getting tired of it. I shouldn't be tired. I don't want to be tired of it, but I do get that way. And I've been hearing things about the YA book. I can't recall what it's called. Horizon, Midnight Horizon, something like that. Been hearing things about it. And not too happy to get to. I don't want to get to it. I really don't. It might be the last YA Star Wars novel that I read in the canon, Disney canon. I'm getting to that breaking point to where I just don't like reading woke material, I guess you can say. We can't lie to ourselves, guys. It has that woke vibe to it. If you read the new canon, a lot of it does anyway, not all of it. Timothy Zahn didn't really do it, but there's just a different vibe, a different feel. It's, it gives me anxiety. It makes me feel uncomfortable. The expanded universe, which, by the way, I know you can't really see it right now, but because of the lighting, it's facing the other direction. This shelf directly behind me, the camera's not pointing at it. You want me to turn the camera? There you go. The Star Wars expanded universe is right there now. Rather than where it used to be on the far shelf, which Adam pointed out, it's on the far left shelf, and the expanded universe is now on my right shelf when I'm looking at it. Politics? Kind of. Not really. Wasn't even the subconscious like Adam claimed. He's like, oh, I know what you're thinking. I was like, no, but I thought that was funny. But I got the expanded universe here now, so that's what you see primarily on the bookshelf rather than the new canon. It's just, yeah, I'm going to keep reading the novels. I've enjoyed all the novels lately, minus The Fallen Star. Ugh, Claudia Gray, what were you thinking? But anyway, yeah, I move things around. And I know people aren't tuning in to hear me bitch about the new canon stuff. But that's what I'm doing right now. Strange Panda picked up Butterfly Effect for a deal the other day. Those Black Flame published books are so rare. Want the Final Destination novels. That would be awesome. If you could find those, I didn't even know that those existed. So I'm going to have to keep my eye open now. Butterfly Effect, I remember seeing that movie when it came out in theaters. I remember that. I went and saw it. David Clear. Good evening. Well, good evening. You better get to bed. You got work in the morning. I work with David. That's funny. Why are you here? Can't sleep? You don't have a webcam. You can't join me, can you? But anyway. So yeah, I moved Expanded Universe stuff over here. Be easier to get to. You know, it's closer to the door. So when I need to read a good book, I could just grab one. Because I've got so much stuff that I need to catch up on in my reading. And David says, bro, I just got home. LOL. This is a weird stream, isn't it? Anyway, where was that? The books that I need to catch up on. Yeah, I was reading that Mission to Disaster last night. And then I just got so bored. I put it down and I just stared at the wall for a couple minutes. Equally as entertaining. And then decided, you know what? I'm going to go pick up the other book that I never finished. The Lacanus Trilogy Book 2, An Echo of Things to Come. Because, yeah, I started that one last year. Maybe in February. Maybe before January. Maybe after. I don't know. But I need to finish it. And I got halfway through one chapter that's like 30 pages before I had to stop and go to bed because it was past midnight. And I was like, yeah, tired of being tired as well. So let's just go to bed. And I did. I didn't finish that chapter today like I should have. So tomorrow, if I could find the time, I'm going to finish that chapter, which I believe is in chapter 14. So I still got a long way to go. It's like, only like 300 pages or something into the book. Don't have it with me. That's something like that. Yeah, I've been reading the Bible a lot again, which is nice. Got a lot of that dark vibes through the world today. Things aren't looking good out there. It's just so wild and crazy all the time. Seeing some of that prophecy in there, it's like, wow, maybe the end days are about to just happen. Couple things that need to happen first still, but getting close. And if you can't see that, wake up. It's getting dark out there. Not just because the sun is down. I'm an idiot. I had some novelizations that I picked up at this bookstore that went out of business. Is fill up a Brahms bag for $5. If you don't know what a Brahms bag is, it's just a paper sack. See, fill it up with as much as you can. $5. And I did that. And it's mostly novelizations. There's a couple things in there that aren't. David Clear says Jumanji time. Nice. Like, you're going to watch it on Netflix? Because I saw that it's there. It's a good movie. But over on the Paper Movies season 3 announcement video, me and Adam both showed what we picked up at that bookstore. So if you like looking at novelization halls, go check that out. And also, speaking of novelization halls, I don't know if I'm going to continue to do novelization book haul videos on the channel anymore. I don't know. I want to take the thing into a different direction, but I'm still trying to figure out what that direction is, you know? But I've always wanted the Geeks Attic to be whatever I wanted it to be at the time. You know, I know a lot of really successful channels get successful because they're focused on like one topic, one thing, one niche, I guess you could say. But I like to talk about a lot of different things that interest me. And that's why it's so random and why I'm probably not very successful on here. But that's fine. You know, that's why I've developed another thing to talk about specific things all the time only, like Tuscan Reader, only Star Wars content, which was just publishing book stuff, which I might be shifting into a new direction with that as well. Not just book stuff, but whatever Star Wars. Star Wars is the subject, no matter what it is. It's over there on that channel. It'll be here too, just more extended over there on that other channel, Tuscan Reader, which is also a podcast, primarily podcast, but there is some video. It's everything is recorded on video, and I just post it over there and then take the audio, throw it on a podcast. Let's see what you guys are saying. Strange Panda, it's becoming more of a reality. You are right. 10 years ago, wouldn't have imagined it. I know. It's just the way things are just falling apart so fast. And one of the things that Jesus Christ said is that people are going to be offended at everything, no matter what. Now, you say something like me saying this stuff is offending somebody, and they'll unsubscribe, hit the thumbs down button. But I don't care, because it doesn't matter, which is what I say in like the most important video on my channel last year. Awake, O sleeper, right? That's what you got to do. Ephesians 4. Awake, O sleeper, arise from... Awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead, and the light of Christ will shine on you. Just got to get that wisdom. Strange Panda, do you buy books knowing you might get around to reading them at all? Hold on. I got this thing, a camera in front of it. Do you buy books knowing you might... I'm assuming you say might not get around to reading them at all. Yeah, I buy books knowing that I probably will never get to them. And sometimes when I do that, I'm like, oh, I'll get to this. And then it just gets forgotten. It gets thrown in a stack or thrown on a shelf. And I'll be like, oh, I'll get to that later. A year, 2 years, 3 years goes by. And I'll find that book and be like, you know what? I don't care about this one anymore. So yeah, throw it in the stack that I take to the bookstore to sell, try to get a nickel out of. David, what do you want, David? You said the world is crazy, so I related it to Jumanji, but vastly different from what we're experiencing in the world right now. But what if? Yeah, that'd be an interesting thing. What if this was all somebody's game? We're all the characters in their game. Isn't that what The Matrix is about? I don't know. Never saw it. The only movie that ever put me to sleep was The Matrix. I need to actually try to rewatch that and see how that goes. David, I'm hashtag offended. Okay. David, I mentioned it earlier. David works with me and sends me TikToks all the time. Got me pretty much him and my wife. They're like, you need to get on TikTok. You need to watch stuff. It's funny. There is a lot of funny stuff over there. There is a lot of funny stuff. A lot of stupid stuff too. But I regret getting the app because it does take away a lot of time, a lot of that precious reading time. You pick up a book and you're like, I want to read a book. And then the next thing you know it, you got a phone in your hand and you're just like scrolling through stupid videos. It happens, right? Maybe I'll delete it one of these days, just like with Twitter. Why do I still have Twitter on my phone? I hardly get any interaction over there. I mean, some people are on there, and some people talk to me over there, which is great. You know, some nice people over there. But usually it is for news. I get news there that you cannot and will not find in the mainstream media. And, you know, you can see it because, and you believe it because these people are actually there at certain events that are taking place and nobody else is talking about it. You're watching the video, you're hearing the audio, you're seeing the pictures all before they're removed. So Bryant VRM says, you're on TikTok. I'm offended. Where did that go? That's funny. Yeah, somebody will be offended. They're like, I can't believe you're on TikTok. What an idiot. This idiot's on TikTok. Whatever. But yeah, I hope you guys like the new arrangement. Of course, like, you can't really see it. Like I said, lights dimmed all the way down facing the direction. But I did put Expanded Universe here, which I'm still up on the top shelf trying to get through this this timeline. Canon over there on the other shelf, which I got these cool dust jacket covers. Highly recommended. They are awesome. It's like a thin plastic. Like when you go to the library, get a book, there's that plastic material, real thin dust jacket stuff. You can get like a 10 pack for $12. You can also get like a 50 pack, but it's like 40, I think. $40, something like that. But I highly recommend them. They're really cool. I've been getting those every couple months to put on all those hardcovers, because that's the real struggle. Somebody asked me the other day, is like, if you're having such a hard time with the canon, why are you still reading it and reviewing it? Well, part of the answer is that I read it and review it. I read it so you don't have to, but I value everybody's opinion. Everybody has their own opinion. Some people talking about it, being offended, get pissy when someone says something is good or bad. They're like, oh, your opinion sucks because it's good, or your opinion is stupid and because it's bad. And it's like, whatever. People can like what they want to like. People love the canon. Where is it? There. I keep pointing over there. It's right there. Some people love it. Some people hate it. Some people make up things about it, and they've never even opened up a single page. Expanded Universe. It's got some really good stuff, and it also has a lot of crap. And I read a lot of the crap whenever I first started reading the Expanded Universe, but it also made me enjoy it because it's like not cringy crap. It's just like, wow, cheese. Some of the books, like Cheese Whiz, it's like, I can't believe that people love this, but they do. I do. But that canon stuff, man, it's just, I get so tired. It's the YA novels like driving me away from it. They put that anger, that anxiety, that like, ugh, my brain feels dirty after reading it. The YA novels are doing that to me. Some of the adult novels have been fantastic. They've been great. I give them A pluses. I've given some of them Fs. A lot of the YA stuff has been getting Fs lately. There's just something about them that's just, oh gosh, stop it. Stop it. But there's a lot of stuff in the EU that I'd like to get back to. I'm still up at the top shelf working on Darth Plagueis. It's been a few weeks since I've read into that one, but I'm slowly reading it. Slowly but surely, I will have a review up for it. And I can't wait for that, because this book has just got some stuff, some good stuff to talk about. I want to continue reading that one. I like to wait for the Essential Legends collections to release before I give out those reviews. Like when I hear about them happening, I'll be like, oh, I'm going to review that one because it's circling the media. So push up those Essential Legend collection sales, because we want them to know where our money is going, and it has to go to Expanded Universe. And I know a lot of people like to get the Expanded Universe books that don't have banners on them, which I completely understand. I did that for a while. It was like, I'm going to buy all of my books with the banner not on them, because I'll show you, if people don't know what I'm talking about. Legends banner book. no Legends banner book. And you could still find these new in the stores without the Legends banner. But, you know, I don't even know if it even makes a difference, though, when you think about it. Like, if you buy one that doesn't have a Legends banner, they're not going to be like, oh, people want the ones without the Legends, but it doesn't matter. But you want people to know that you're buying the Legends material. So if you can't afford to get it new. Because, hey, I have a, what is this? I had something going on over here on the chat thing. Yeah, and then you'll see like, oh, we need to keep printing these. Keep printing that Essential Legends stuff. People want it. You know, it's the only one that I don't want to see is the Crystal Star. That keep that out of the here, right? No, I did review the Crystal Star over on Tuscan Reader for those of you who want to know my opinion on that book. Hi. Hi, Smitha. I'm horrible with names, by the way. Of course, if you've watched any of my book hauls, you would know that. Even in reviews, I just mess up all the time. You know, the Star Wars content's always going to be here, no matter what. Just what that content's going to be, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about the canon stuff moving forward. And, you know, with the High Republic ending their first phase and going to be moving into another phase, which goes back in time 150 years or so. I'll be talking about this on Tuscan Reader in the next episode, I'm sure. But to comment on it now, I don't know how I feel about that because, like, I'm reading this era right now. And then we're going to end it in disaster. And then go back 150 years for what? And then have to wait a whole nother, like a phase to finish out before the final phase, which will get back into where we are right now with the Fallen Star. What sense does that make? It's like, oh, we have to wait another year before we get to know what happens. At this point, the way that book ended, like, I don't care anymore. The first two novels were great. I think I gave both of them A pluses. I could be wrong about that. I think, but I know they were both A's. So the next one did not get an A. I think it was a C, something in there. None of the characters, don't worry about the spoilers. I'm not going to spoil anything, but it sucked. It really did. All the characters were completely different. Gerald, burning the midnight oil. I see. Yep. Yeah, buddy. for the probably another 10 minutes, then I'm going to go to bed. Getting tired, you know? You need to get you one of these webcams, Mike, and we can hang virtually. Because that'd be fun. Me and Gerald go way back. The good old days. The GoldenEye 007 on N64 days. What was that? NFL Quarterback Club 97 or 99? I don't remember. Just the good days. You know, the best video gaming time period. Scream. Oh, me and him went and saw like all the Scream movies back when they came out in theaters back in the day. Gerald, you need to come back to Oklahoma so we can watch this new one. I haven't seen it yet. But from what I saw, it kind of looks okay. You know, nothing's going to beat the first one. First one was fantastic. But yeah, it'd be fun to see it. Let's see. What are you saying here? I've thought about, got a while now. Thought about that for a while now. I love the game, whatever year it was. Yeah, I don't remember the year. I know they redid it not too long ago on, what was the Nintendo Wii or something like that, where they changed the character's face. That was weird. Didn't play it. I had a Wii, but I still have a Wii. but a Nintendo Wii. Yeah, never played it on there. I just saw it. Independence Day. We saw that giant spider by the house on the base. Oh, yeah. That big black and yellow thing. It was huge. I saw another one of those not too long ago. You know, this stream is a weird stream. I'm just talking about whatever. But yeah, we saw this giant spider, some garden spider thing. I don't know what they're called. But I saw one of those not too long ago over at the in-laws. They live on a ranch out in the middle of nowhere. And they had one of those out there against their barn. It's huge. Huge. Man, it was another movie I saw on the base. I saw it like 10 times. Twister. About the tornadoes. Man. Living on an Air Force base was fun. You have to roam around and do whatever. Gerald was over all the time back then. Banana Spider, I believe. Banana Spider. Interesting. It's a weird name. But it fits, you know. Being yellow. Probably not poisonous, though. Aren't they supposed to be, like, really good to have? I don't like spiders. Either, but honestly, I don't care. Bugs do creep me out. I know we see those little black and white spiders around here a lot nowadays. Little jumping spiders. They're real fast. It looks like they just kind of glitch when they move. I hear those are good to have. Like, they eat the bad spiders, the bad bugs. So, I mean, I don't like have bugs everywhere in my house, but like when I rarely see the one of those little black jumping black and white jumping spiders, I leave it alone. I'm like, hey, thank you. Go get them. You know what I mean? So the banana spider, harmless to people, but scary as hell. Yep. David Clear, scared of spiders. Baby, just kidding. I'm scared too. Yeah. Joey. God, I hate spiders. Snakes. Snakes are... That's... on the subject of... Yeah, just bugs in general. You never know which ones are going to bite you, which ones are poisonous. Ugh. Just gross. And, like, flies. Flies just land on crap. They eat crap. Then they land on you and vomit on you. Or they land on your food that you're about to eat. And you're like, oh, fly, get away from me. And then you bite on the nasty little... the little nasty, crappy feet that have been touching piles of feces. Get out of here. Yeah, I hate bugs. But the other day, we're doing this bathroom remodel, which we're almost done with it. I had to go get my one of my power drills, and it was on top of a toolbox. I go out there and stick my hand up to grab it, and I'm not kidding. I was this close. To touching a black widow. Yeah. One had like was coming down from the ceiling in that spot. And I took my hand back and I was like, And then I grabbed like a paper or piece of cardboard and just like put it on top of it and swiped it down to the ground and then stomped on it. It's bug juices were everywhere. It was disgusting, but yeah, so close. I could have died. Maybe. I don't know what you do if you get bit. You immediately just like start sucking out the poison. Californians. By the way, what is your TikTok? Well, the Geek's Attic. It's just crappy stuff that I've posted from YouTube. So nothing original really yet. Well, there was one original piece of content that I did and nobody saw it because I was new when I did it. And I tried to repost it, but I guess it was just nobody cares. But it's funny. You know, it was like had a blower and I was like I was blowing through space. It was stupid. You might like it. I don't know. Nobody else did. I thought it was funny. Which is probably the problem. But whatever. I'm going to be doing these audiobook review things with a cassette tape. And I've got Night Lily, A Lover's Tale, which is a cassette tape. It's an audio drama. I've said this before on the channel too. I haven't started listening to it yet, but I can't wait. I can't wait. It's only an hour long. So I'm going to read that or listen to it and then review it. It's going to be great. And David said his TikToks are pretty cool. Well, thank you, David. Yes, I owe you something from the vending machine now. Let's see. Actually, I saw that. LOL. Yeah. I don't know if you can see what other people like, but like on TikTok, I don't know if he's like, oh, set it to private if you like it. I don't know if it is or not, but you should see some of that funny stuff that I've liked on there. It's great. David sends all sorts of crazy stuff too. It's funny. Funny stuff. I started a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle podcast. I know I mentioned that over on the Paper Movies thing too. And I've already recorded the first three episodes, which I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Those first three episodes can also be found on my YouTube channel. I just do an overview and a review of the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic books. So, of course, I took them from YouTube and edited them quite a bit for the podcast. And the first episode is out. And the next two on the podcast will be out February and then March. It's going to be monthly. So I'm going to be reading a couple of issues to get those scheduled out for the whole year. Turtle Time Podcast. Go check that out. I'd appreciate it. And, of course, Tusken Reader, which is strictly Star Wars, nothing else. Joey says, I really want to get the audiobook for Star Trek 2009. The movie novel. Hey, you know, that'd be cool. I didn't know they had the audiobook for that. It's always cool to see when a novelization, like a new novelization or newer one is out there. And especially when it has an audiobook. And I've noticed, Audible has been doing that a lot lately. They'll pick out a novelization and create an audiobook for it, but it's like exclusive to Audible stuff. So that's the downer. Cause I'm not a subscriber to it. I always just do like the, free trial. Cause it seems like every few months or once a year, they reset the stuff and you can just reapply for a free trial. That'd be cool. But Smith says your book hauls are great. Well, thank you. It's just, I'm trying to slow down on all the book hauls because I'm running out of space and I need a bigger house. Zach Quinto does the audiobook for it. I don't know who that is. I don't know who anybody is, really. I don't know celebrities. I did a... what am I talking about? It's almost midnight. I got 1 minute to midnight. Got to work tomorrow. Don't want to. But hey, got lucky again and have been able to work from home. I've been at home since... the week before Christmas, like the Monday, because I think Christmas was like a Saturday. That Monday, I got COVID, which, by the way, should we talk about that for a second? Or am I going to get banned from YouTube? I had it. I had the sickness, which I know it is serious for people out there. We know that. People have died. People get sick. They get hospitalized. But also, when I'm not, you know, I don't have the thing. I blew my nose maybe twice. And I got sleepy at 7 p.m. every night for like 5 days. That's it. That's it. I've been taking vitamins for the past year. I'll tell you what I've been taking. Obviously, I'm not a doctor, so you don't take what I say as like, well, Doctor of the Geeks Addict said that I've been taking zinc, vitamin D, C, and niacin. And I also did elderberry. I've been taking those and before COVID, I was working out. Since then, I'm like, I'll work out here soon. And I just haven't picked back up on it. So I did... like jump rope. I was jump roping and also just like a little cardio, like get a dumbbell, just do some stuff. Nothing serious, but like just keep, you know, moving, doing something for the body. I was just, you know, I like I said, sleepy for a couple of days, blew my nose maybe twice. Could have been allergies with the nose blowing, but tested positive. And like the reason I went in to get checked was because one day I just kept checking the Fitbit and my heart rate was like at 100 all day long. So I was like, man, something's not right. this isn't right. So I went into the urgent care and I was like, yeah, my heart rate's like over 100. I'm like, okay, well, let's go ahead and take your temperature and do all that crap. And I was like, oh, well, you're running a fever. And I'm like, what? Yeah, I was running a fever. Didn't even feel it. And I'm like, well, let's do some tests. You know, did the flu, did the, what is it? The COVID. And yeah, I say the COVID, I don't know, whatever. But yeah, so it tested positive for that. And then I was like, oh, huh, okay. And the lady's like, oh, you're not in a risky age group or whatever. And then one of my friends, he's like, hey, well, you know, you might be one of those 0.0097% that dies. And I'm like, oh, thanks, buddy. Thanks. but I didn't, because I'm, you know, obviously I'm here. So I've had worse colds, flu, normal colds, allergies that have been far worse than what I experienced. And I know some people have been bad, but I think media also does its thing to scare people. But it looks like Zach Quinto played Spock in the 2009 Star Trek movie. Oh, that's cool that they got him to do the audiobook. David says only 4 hours. Heck yeah, buddy. Gonna be an easy day tomorrow. Well, today now. December 22nd or something the last time we were in the office. Yeah. So since then, I've been working from home. And I'm hoping, David, that we get an email from our CEO saying, hey, we're going to extend work from home for another week if you'd like to stay at home. Because that would be a beautiful thing. And I will say yes. I will say yes. And there is this place across the street from where we work that makes chicken salad sandwiches. They're good. And I've been craving one of those. What about you, David? You've been craving one of those lately? What else was I talking about? I got this random book collection. Let's get into this. I got this random book collection at this bookstore that was going out of business that we talked about over on Paper Movies Novelization Book Club channel. I've never seen the show, but I know there's like 100-something books. I got a 4-book collection of Murder, She Wrote based off the TV show. Isn't that crazy? When will I read these? I don't know. Hopefully this is like a contained story in these books, because I don't want to get all the other like 90. That'd be silly. But I don't think these have ever been taken out of the box. So, and I'm not going to take them out for a while. Just going to leave those alone. Let's see. Joey says, I'm battling a bad head cold that started as a sinus headache, but it's not COVID. Thank God. That's good. Well, you know, honestly, the COVID might have been a little bit easier on you than the sinus stuff. If you get the same experience that I had, but hey, take those vitamins, man. Everybody take your vitamins and do some working out, because all of a sudden, if you paid attention to what the mainstream media tells you, a new study finds that if you work out and you take vitamins, then you're going to be healthier. A new study shows that if you take care of yourself, then you're going to be healthy. Who are these people? David, since the dude started working there, I've been craving whatever they end up making. That's funny. Probably aren't making that much business right now with our company working from home. But hey, something to look forward to when we get back. Let's see. What else is there? What should I talk about, guys? What should I talk about? I do have some other stuff that I really wanted to get to show you guys. I need to make a good, like, funny video. It's been a while since I've made, like, a funny thing, you know? And I've got one item down there that I'm not even going to talk about it. Let's just move on to the next subject. And that is, we already talked about that. Joe's Media Cat. Joey says, I love chicken salad and macaroni salad. Yeah. I'm like newer to that whole thing. I used to think it was nasty, but lately I'm like, that's some good stuff. I enjoy that. And for some reason, it's like the cheapest thing on the menu at this place that we go to. Let's see. Gerald says, if you smoke marijuana, it helps to dead serious. It helps to dead serious about that. Wait, what? What are you saying? If you smoke marijuana, it helps to deaden the serious. It's good for you, I'm sure. What are you saying? Typos, man. They just suck, don't they? Show off a video game collection. You want me to show off a video game collection? Like, I don't... All the new stuff that I have is all digital. I do have a couple of, like, old things. You want me to get it? I'll get it real quick. How about I do that? I just gotta go to a cabinet real quick, which is right off camera. So I'll be right back. All right, I'm here. I think I made too much noise. I can hear the dog waking up downstairs. He's, what is today, Friday? He's going to be 10 weeks on Saturday. Let's see what you guys have been saying. David says he's dead serious that smoking Mary Jane helps. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. If you smoke marijuana, it helps too. Dead serious about that. Yes. Okay. Not a typo. I'm just an idiot. never tried the stuff. There was a study that came out recently that said smoking that blocks COVID symptoms or something of that nature. Interesting. Which, hey, never tried it, but, I had some college buddies that did, like, all the time. And I think one of them is like a science, some sort of scientist now. But let's go ahead and get it. Some of these are not mine. Let's see. What is this? Blitz is going to be 10 weeks already. Yeah, I know. It's insane. It's going by fast. He's already really heavy. It feels like he added 10 pounds, like, the last day. Some of these games are not mine, and there's no order here because I just pulled them all out of a shelf. But I'll probably clip this part out and show you guys. Like, well, no, I won't. Luigi's Mansion for GameCube. I like that because it's like Ghostbusters. Got the Wii, Zelda, Skyward Sword. Not mine. That was the wife's. She's into the Zelda stuff, which she's got Zelda Collector's Edition, a promotional disc included, 4 classic games, has The Legend of Zelda, Zelda 2, The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask, and The Ocarina of Time. So I've actually never played a Zelda game. Then she's wife's game again, Soul Calibur 2. Wii Fit Plus, that's from my fat days. My biggest weight was like 220. This one was mine. Transformers the Game from the PlayStation 2. This one, I liked this one a lot. Need for Speed 2 Underground. This was fun. The GameCube. And also on GameCube, man, this one got people fighting around, fighting each other, like not just in the game, but getting mad at each other. Me and some guys in college played this all the time. Super Smash Brothers Melee. Remember that game? It's on GameCube. And then Xbox One, there's a Battlefront. Here you go. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on GameCube. And then there is the PlayStation 3 Ghostbusters video game, which I no longer have a PlayStation 3. My oldest, when he was younger, shoved something into the disk drive, like a gift card or something, and it tore up the system. This is one of my wife's games. Spyro? Then I've got PlayStation 2, Ghostbusters the game, where they, it's a completely different animation than what they did for the PlayStation 3, which I also have the digital copy on the Xbox. So I've got three editions of Ghostbusters, the video game. And here we have Star Wars 2 Lego. That was fun. PlayStation 2. Another PlayStation 2. Star Wars Battlefront. Star Wars Battlefront 2. Also on PlayStation. And here's one of my wife's games right here. Final Fantasy X. And another PlayStation game, which would be mine. Star Wars Lego video game. And then I think that's it for the disc stuff. No, there's some down here before we get into like the really cool things. Two copies of Wii Sports. Can't get enough of that bowling. That was fun. Wife's game right here. Zelda, the Ocarina of Time and Ocarina of Time Master Quest. So I don't know anything about these Zelda games. Zelda Four Sword Adventures. And then Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles. Another wife's game. This is also hers. Final Fantasy, what is that? 8? Yeah. If some Star Wars ever taught me anything, it's how to read a couple Roman numerals. We've got another wife game here. The Wind Waker on GameCube. I remember getting this one. I got this for my wife back when we were dating. Donkey Kong Country Returns. Man, the original on Super Nintendo? Heck yeah. Yeah, Super Nintendo. And then the Nintendo 64 game? That was awesome, too. Then we got Zelda Twilight Princess. Also the wife's game. And this one, Wii Super Smash Brothers Wii. Never finished. Me and the wife played this one a little bit. We never finished playing it. We never beat it. Do you still own PlayStation 2? Asks Joey. I think I do. Yes. I do have a PlayStation 2. The Nintendo 64 is sitting on top of it. Let's move these over here. So I already did those. All right. We've got some... Wow, a lot of these two also either mine or the wife's. This one was hers. This one is, wow. Dream Master. It's sealed for some reason. I don't know anything about this. So this is for regular Nintendo. The original Nintendo. Which, yes, I have one of those. And I have that Nintendo Classic that they sent, you know, did not too long ago. I've got Battletoads, which is really cool. A lot of fun. Mario Brothers. Super Mario Brothers. Yeah. It says Super Mario Brothers. Yeah. Then we've got Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt. I don't have the gun anymore. I don't know what. Wait, I think I do. I think I do. It just doesn't. Those things don't really work good with the TV. Super Nintendo game here. This was not mine. This was the wife's. Super Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars. I remember trying to play this one and I was like, nah, not my type of game. That's for the super nerds. Okay, here's one that's open. Just Duck Hunt myself. And here's another one for them from the wife. The Adventure of Link. Regular Nintendo. Let's see, how do I put this back in the box? Whoop. That'll work. And then she also has Adam's Family on regular Nintendo. And because she's got two of the... Well, no, it's not. She has the gold version of The Adventure of Link. And also, I won't take this one out of the box, but also the gold version of The Legend of Zelda. Which I think that's what it originally looked like. I don't know. And then, oh, check this out. Donkey Kong Classics on the regular Nintendo. You want me to go get more stuff? Because there's more games over there. And I don't know if you'd want to look at those right now or not. Just waiting for somebody to say, show me the games. Let's see. You could maybe find an HDMI adapter for your Nintendo system so you can play it on your TV. That's how I play my PS2. Oh. Let's see. I found it on Amazon. Okay. I'll have to keep my eye out for it. That'd be really cool. Play on those games again. It's been a while since I've played a video game. I'm still trying to work through Red Dead Redemption 2. Awesome game. Of course, people had to bitch about that. Like, how they treated their employees bad. It's like, well, they could have quit, you know? Could have found a different job. All-American Cornbread, hello. How's it going, All-American Cornbread? Joey's Media Cabinet, I think it's cool. Show them, bud. All right, I'm going to go get more video games then. So I'll be back in 1 second. Almost done. And I am back. Don't want to wake anybody up. That was really loud. Already went down downstairs when I finished the paper movie stream. My wife like woke up and she's like, are you done yet? Are you coming to bed? And I was like, no. So let's see. It says that there's more. Okay. All right. So I'll open this little box here. See what games are in here. I think these, I'm going to show you all of the Super Nintendo games that are collected by my wife and I. This is hers, Aladdin. This one was mine. Super Mario Kart. Earthbound. And I guess I'll just stop saying, oh, this is my wife's and this is mine. It's ours. But, you know, I'll just say the game. Real Monsters. Remember that show? Another copy of Super Mario RPG. I wonder why she had two copies of that. Tetris and Dr. Mario. Beethoven. This game was awesome. Mario Paint. You guys remember Mario Paint? Lion King. Back in the good old days. This is Super Mario All-Stars and Super Mario World. It's an interesting combination. I've never played All-Stars. And yeah, heck yeah, Donkey Kong Country 2. Diddy Kong's Quest. Diddy's Kong Quest. I get what they did there. And then Donkey Kong Country. Heck yeah. One of the best. Remember, that was like a game changer in graphics. Then Super Mario All-Stars. I'll finish off these Super Nintendo games, and then I'll get into the Nintendo 64 stuff. This is Super Mario World 2 Yoshi's Island. Some of these I've never played or even heard of until I'm looking at them. Because we haven't played games in a long time, thanks to having kids. Super Mario World. I've beaten this game a lot. I've replayed this game so many times. Like 2 years ago, I think, or might have been either last year or the year before. Wife's family came up, like one of her nephews from Arizona, and we sat upstairs and played this game all night long and beat it. That was fun. Like everything, went, found all the keys to the secret levels, the rainbow world. It was so fun. And then again with the Donkey Kong Country. See, All American Cornbread says, these are all before my time. Yeah, some of them are pretty old. But here we go. People are going to like, well, no. We got Scooby-Doo Mystery. And a Super Mario Kart. So that's two of those, I think. The duplicates are... Well, I never owned RPG, that Mario RPG, so I don't know why there's a duplicate of that, but I guess wife just really liked that game. And then we've got Star Wars on Super Nintendo. And then Super Empire Strikes Back. So the Empire Strikes Back on Super Nintendo. And they just decided to call it Super Empire Strikes Back. Okay. And here, before we get to the Nintendo 64 games, here's some more regular Nintendo. Excitebike. This was cool because you get to like make your own track if you wanted to, which I loved doing that. And then we've got Kung Fu. That was a fun game too. Those two games, I got these recently. These had to have been within the last 5 years. I saw some big garage sale thing. I was like, oh, I'm getting those. You know, like a quarter a piece. And then Ghostbusters. And it's got the book. And this was an eBay purchase. I did not have this when I was a kid. I don't know why my parents didn't get it for me, because I was a fan of Ghostbusters when I was like 2 years old. So now for the Nintendo 64 stuff, and then that's it for the physical copies of games that I have. NFL Quarterback Club 99, which is what I mentioned to Gerald earlier, used to beat me at this all the time. Then we've got Knockout Kings 2000. Just remember, you get to you can create your own boxer in this game and then go through the career. I don't think I ever finished playing on that one. It kind of got boring, you know, once you go play it for so long. And it's like I'm doing the same thing over and over again. Boring. Then we've got Zelda. Star Wars Rogue Squadron. It's a good game. A lot of fun. And I think Gerald's probably signed off by now, but WCW versus NWO Revenge. A lot of good times with this game, too. And, of course, all of these things just bring back so many memories. Banjo-Kazooie. That one was okay. That was the follow-up, I think, to Donkey Kong. After, that was so successful. Let's try Banjo-Kazooie, I think. And then Donkey Kong 64. This was fun. You get to be all the different characters. And then you have one of the most creepiest games at the time was Turok, Dinosaur Hunter, right? It says Dinosaur Hunter. Yeah, Turok, Dinosaur Hunter. And then I still remember the cheat code to unlock everything in this game, all the levels, all the weapons. For Turok 2, what does it say? Seeds of Evil. The cheat code, I don't know why I remember it, is... Beware, Oblivion is at hand. That unlocks everything. And then Joey says, I've owned a PS1, Sega Dreamcast, GameCube, Game Boy Advance, DS Lite, Nintendo Wii, Xbox 360, and One. And now I own a PS5, PS2, and a Nintendo Switch. Well, the last game that I've got here, the last game is one of my favorites of all time, Star Wars Shadows of the Empire. Now, sadly, I don't know what happened. I think a friend borrowed it in high school, and I never got it back. And that would be James Bond GoldenEye. That is the greatest video game of all time. Multiplayer, oh my gosh, it was so fun. Such a good game. And I can't find it at a decent price anywhere. It's really expensive because I want to own that game again because I still have a Nintendo 64. So the systems that I have two Nintendo Wiis because one was mine, one was the wife's. I've got a Nintendo, I've got a Super Nintendo, and two Xbox Ones. I've got the Nintendo Classic, the PS2 is down there, and that's it. I also, back in the day, had a PS3. I had the Sega Game Gear. I had the Game Boy Color. Oh, and my wife, she has two Game Boy Advances, like the little square ones that fold up. But yeah, that's it for the games. I think the ones digitally, if I can remember off the top of my head, the kids have one of the Marvel Lego, a Batman Lego, Lego World, Minecraft, which they love, the two boys, they love playing Lego World because it's kind of, you just go make stuff. It's so cool. A lot cooler graphics than that Minecraft, which is weird. And then there's the Battlefront 2. What is that game called? Inferno Squad. And then Red Dead Redemption, Red Dead Redemption 2. What else was there? I got that new Star Wars game, that X-Wing thing, the Rogue Squadron. What did they call it? Some Star Wars game. I haven't played it. Jedi Outcast. That was a cool game. I loved that one. And Ghostbusters Remastered, which was, you know, I showed you the PS3 and the PS2 version. I have it on my Xbox, which is the remastered version. I think that might be it. I'm not a huge gamer. There's just certain games that I like these days. Like, oh, I want to get that game. I want to play that. It'd be fun. If they come out with Outcast 2, I'm going to get that one. I still need to finish Red Dead Redemption 2. I definitely need to finish that because that game is a lot of fun. It's just my time. You know, where am I going to dedicate all my time to it? Because, I go through phases where it's like, oh, I'm going to play video games, putting the books down, and I'm going to read, or I'm going to put the books down and play some games. My last time I played Red Dead might have been 3 or 4 months ago. So, Joey says, great collection, pal. Well, thank you. It's a lot of games here when I think about it, man. Need to replay some of them. Allmaker Cornbread, will you be trying the Knights of the Old Republic remastered when it comes out? Honestly, no. Never played the original one. And I don't know. I probably should, but I'm just, like I said, I'm just so picky nowadays when it comes to playing games, dedicating the time to it and all that. And, that's the thing that I've reason why I want to take a break from all of the new canon stuff. Well, not all the new canon, just the, if I take a break from the YA and young reader stuff, which I don't really do in the young reader stuff. It's just the High Republic young reader stuff. But if I like stop with those, that'll free up some time because when those hit, it's like, oh, here's 3 books that I have to read now. And I kind of don't want to anymore. I just want to take some time and step away from Star Wars because that is one of those franchises that's just so easy to be like, oh gosh, I'm getting so much like so irritated with it and tired of it. And I want to be able to take in other material, you know? I've got that one giant fantasy trilogy that I want to get through. The Wheel of Time series. I never finished it because I was like, oh, let's read a Star Wars book. Oh, this is awesome. And then never got back to Wheel of Time. Just like stop somewhere in the middle of book 5. Like, yeah, I can remember some things that happened, but the details of I'm lost on those. All American Cornbread says the gameplay is poo poo, but the story, characters, world building is great. Yeah, I've heard there's a lot of good stuff in it. I think doesn't that one go into like Revan and explain more about the like what happens to him rather than the book? Because I liked the book, did not like the ending of the book. It just kind of leaves it wide open, and you're like, wait, what? What happens? This is kind of like left up to your imagination. So I'm sure, does it tie up in there in that game? But the things that I would definitely drop the cash for immediately and start playing would be like Jedi Outcast 2. My 7-year-old, when he was 5, I think, 5 or 6, he played that game and beat it by himself. He beat, Inferno Squad by himself. He beat Ghostbusters by himself. And I think there's another one. Can't remember what it was called, but he was like, am I a gamer now that I beat a game? Like, yeah, you're a gamer. they like to play games. My girl, my youngest, she just holds a broken controller. She just holds it. And then she'll point at the TV, you know, and they're like, that's me. I'm running. That's me. And I was like, but soon, and probably just another few in the summertime, she's going to realize that that controller doesn't work. And then I'll have to get her one. Because I'm sure she'll be wanting to play those games. So the book takes place after the 2 games, and the MMO takes place after the book. Okay. And the MMO, what is the MMO? I don't know game lingo. It's a multi, no, I don't know. Massive multiplayer online, something like that. Which, okay, so Blizzard got purchased, right, by Microsoft. Does that mean that there might be a World of Warcraft game coming to Xbox? Because if so, that'd be awesome. I miss playing World of Warcraft. I always thought it'd be awesome if they could turn that into a console game. I mean, you look at Jedi Fallen Order. Look at Red Dead Redemption. Those huge adventure-type games, that would be so cool in a fantasy setting. That would be so cool. Be able to go get your horse and cause havoc, help people, you know, all that kind of good stuff. I think that'd be really cool. I'd buy that too. If they did a World of Warcraft on Xbox, I would buy it. I just get worried that they're going to be like, oh, hey, the next system is out, so we're not going to make games for Xbox One anymore. Which, isn't that happening now? Isn't there a new Xbox that they're calling Xbox One something? I'm so out of it these days. Gosh, getting old sucks, man. Never up to date on anything. He was like, I don't know. I just get tired of updates. I do. It's like, slow down a little bit. There's no reason to rush things. Like, for example, look at this. Look at my background. You see it? Slow down. You probably slow down. Something I got to do, like, you know, these days. Just slow down. Take a breath. Enjoy life. Because time is running out. Like I said in the beginning, the end is near. Just feel it. I just feel it. Does anybody else feel that? I've heard older people talk. A lot of other people talk about it. Like, oh, there's just something different in the air that just feels like things are going to be wrapping up soon. It's like, I think you might be right. I feel it too. Did you ever play Club Penguin or Toontown? I have not. Toontown sounds familiar though. Could be possible. Lots of games that only PC used to get come to console now that the technology has caught up or something. Yeah. And the technology these days is just mind-blowing. Joey says, and the system you think of is the Xbox Series X. Okay. So have they stopped making Xbox One games and they're going to make a shift to just that Xbox Series X? Because I have two. Like, wife was really kind 1 year when it was like this bundle on Black Friday for the Xbox One. It was like 200 or something like that. It was a steal. I was like, I'm getting that. I was actually looking for the PS4, right? There was a PS4 out there, wasn't there? Had to be, because they're on PS5. It seems like the PS4 was out for like a week before they changed it. David says, working about 7 hours. You're right. I need to wrap this up. Warren, yep. I have an Xbox One and a Xbox One S. One of them's upstairs, one of them's downstairs. I think it's cool that the game saves like in the cloud. So it's like when I want to play games up here. Oh, now I want to go downstairs, which I haven't been able to sit up here for a long time and just relax and not do anything but play games. You guys, hey, I'm going to log off of here because, like David said, working about 7 hours. Some games are backwards compatible, and yes, there was a PS4. yeah, but hey guys, thanks for tuning in this late or early, you know, time. It's, just a random stream. I didn't know what I was going to talk about. I just sat here in front of the computer after me and Adam got off from our paper movies conversation, and it's like, I want to record something. Don't know what to record. Let's just go live and pull something out of the air. I had no idea what to talk about. But thank you guys for giving me something to talk about. And I appreciate it. Joey, thank you for tuning in. David, Gerald, Bull Run, All-American Cornbread, and everybody else that joined in. Appreciate it. Have a good night. Check out... the Star Wars, the Star Wars only podcast or YouTube channel, Tusken Reader, Turtle Time Podcast. And go check out Adam, who was on, in the Paper Movies Book Club. He's going to be doing that Project Monster Island podcast. That's out there. It's going to be awesome. Thanks for watching, guys. And have a good one. If I can figure out how to end this thing, that would be great.